In the U.S. presidential contest, the Latino vote is crucial for both Senators John McCain and Barack Obama. That's likely why both presidential candidates showed up yesterday in Washington to speak at the annual meeting of the National Association of Latino Elected and Appointed Officials, called NALEO. NPR's David Wellner was there and has this report.
Latino officials are more likely to be Democrats than Republicans, but those at the NALEO conference warmed up to John McCain when he let loose with some quirky humor.
Thank you very much, Mayor, and thank you for representing the great state of California that has stolen Arizona's water. Thank you very much.
Others, though, were less welcoming to this staunch defender of the war in Iraq. The protests seemed to generate sympathy for McCain. He, in turn, promised to make the politically risky issue of immigration reform a top priority, but with a caveat.
In the Congress, here's some straight talk. We will not succeed in the Congress of the United States until we convince a majority of the American people that we have border security. But that does not have to be done in an inhumane or cruel fashion.
Barack Obama got an even warmer reception when he spoke after McCain. He said he admired McCain's efforts to push through comprehensive immigration reform.
But what he didn't mention is that when he was running for his party's nomination, he walked away from that commitment. He said that he wouldn't even support his own legislation if it came up for a vote.
But beyond going after his opponent, Obama clearly aimed to strengthen ties with some of the nation's top Latino officials.
I am so proud to be here today, not just as the Democratic nominee for president, but as the first African-American nominee of my party. And I'm hoping that somewhere out there in the audience sits the person who will be the first Latino nominee of a major party.
Former Hillary Clinton campaign advisor Maria Echaveste says Obama still has a lot of work to do to win over Latinos.
On the ground in so many communities, the tensions between African American and Latinos, especially Latino immigrants, are something that the national leaders haven't been as quick to confront.
John McCain, meanwhile, is pinning his hopes on independent Latinos like Dan Rodriguez of New York.
As of now, I am still uncommitted. I want to see who both candidates choose to be the vice president. That I believe a lot of America wants to see, and that'll be telling.
David Wellner, NPR News, Washington.